Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 13 of the PA Geek podcast. As always, I'm really grateful that you've tuned in and taken the time to listen to the podcast. As always, though, I really do hope that the episode is full of content and ideas that you can take away and use in your classroom. And that's going to be the intent of the podcast from now until forever. And I don't see stopping the podcast happening at all, to be honest. In fact, I actually see it doing the complete opposite and increasing the frequency of posts. Now, since our last episode, a lot's happened, as always. And I mean, probably one of the first things that you should go and check out is the new podcast page on the blog. Previously, when you clicked it on the blog, you were taken to a different site. However, I've now integrated it into the Peer Geek page. And if you go to thepeergeek.com/podcast, you can play all of the episodes from that page, individual page episodes and so on, and you can easily tweet them out and share them, and everything you need is at that site. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be exploring a couple of mobile applications that I've been playing with recently. Usually there's sort of like a theme around today, but this is just more a bit of a random mix of things that I'm really enjoying, and I think they're well worth checking out. So we'll dive into that in a moment, but I thought I'd share with you a brand new e-course that I've just finished building. And this e-course is the culmination of all of the workshops that I've done in over 20 countries. And a lot of the time I get emails from people saying, you know, the workshops are fantastic, really, really loving them, and they get to leave with lots of ideas, but they'd love to be able to go back and review this content. And this e-course is exactly that. It's me recording the stuff that I do in the workshops and making it available for those people that go to the workshops to be able to review that over and over and over and over at their own pace. And aside from that, it's also a chance for people who haven't been to a workshop with me to get access to the stuff that I do. So the e-course is available for you to go and check out, completely ready for people. And in fact, there's people signing up for it now. It's available at thepeergeek.com/courses. And that'll take you to my course website, where I plan on actually building more and more courses in the next few months and inviting other people to develop courses for it. But you can go there and you can sign up. It's actually available at a 50% discount for pre-launch. And you'll see that on the actual page when you get to thepeergeek.com/courses. Now, if you're like me and you want to actually trial something before you invest in it, I've set up a free 3-part e-course, and you can do that by going to thepeergeek.com/3-part, as in the number 3, P-A-R-T. And it'll take you to the sign-up page where you can actually get the free 3-part course, giving you an idea of what the course is about. But yeah, I certainly recommend going and doing it. I mean, these are the common questions and emails I get from people, and I've sort of bundled it into an e-course surrounding videos and iPads and physical education. So go and jump on it while it's 50% off. That's thepeergeek.com/courses. Now, often I get asked about the easiest way to process video content on an iPad or an iDevice and be able to share that with others, for instance. You know, let's say student devices getting the video content off onto a teacher's device so they can assess it. And I mean, there's a lot of ways you can do this that use cloud-based tools, you know, things like Dropbox or Google Drive. I mean, and I really do support these tools and think they're fantastic. But probably one of the downsides of this is, I mean, you have to have storage on those tools. And sometimes the upload speeds of these are actually quite slow. And it means that you spent hours trying to upload video content to a cloud-based tool so that you can review it. Now, to get around all this, I mean, there's an app out, there's an app available called Simple Transfer Pro. And I mean, it does one thing really well, and that is it enables you to transfer photos and videos between devices really, really easily. And it does it without accounts. I mean, it just does it through your Wi-Fi connection. So let's say you've got an iPad and you've got a laptop on the same wireless connection, launch Simple Transfer Pro on your iPad, and it gives you a web address. And that web address you type into your laptop. And once you've done that, basically you can copy any of the videos and files from your iPad to your computer. And the benefit of this is it's absolutely lightning fast because it's using your local wireless connection to do it. I mean, not the internet, just your Wi-Fi connection, which is, you know, blazing fast. To give you an idea, I transferred some videos the other day, student videos, from a one-to-one iPad class. And quite simply, the students told me the number, the web address. I'd logged it, typed it into my computer, and quite simply transferred across their video files, which, you know, were 5-minute video pieces, and I did them in about 5 seconds and had them on my computer so that I could assess them then and there. So really, really powerful tool. Not only can you transfer content between a laptop and an iPad, but you can transfer them between iOS devices. So if you've got two students that have Simple Transfer on their devices, they can find one another and transfer video content just as easily. And that's great for sort of group tasks, or, you know, if you've got one student that's filmed some footage and they want to share it with the other student, really, really worthwhile. And definitely an easy way to get content between devices. Now, another app that I'm absolutely loving at the moment is 4D Anatomy. Now, yeah, I said that right, 4D, so four-dimensional anatomy. Interesting concept. It uses augmented reality to teach you about the different anatomical structures of the body, and it does it in such a way that you actually feel that you're looking at a real life model. Now, if you're unfamiliar with augmented reality, then you know, get ready to see it in abundance in our world. But augmented reality is the process of layering information over the top of real world items. So let's say, for example, you're looking at the Eiffel Tower through your smartphone, and it actually brings up information about what you're looking at. For example, it could actually bring up a you know, some information about when it was built and a video and all that sort of stuff. Well, that's augmented reality. It's augmenting the real world and throwing video and computer-based content over the top. So we're starting to see this get used in education in lots of ways, and through this free app called 4D Anatomy for the iPhone and the Android devices, you can basically explore the heart and the body systems in this same sort of manner. So inside of the app, there's a PDF that you print out, two of them, and you place the piece of paper on anywhere, a table, a surface, a flat surface that is, and hover the app over the top of it, and it actually brings the piece of paper to life. And you can pan and zoom and focus on it just like you would a real world heart or a real world body. And it's really cool for exploring. So if you want to check that out, I did a blog post on this just a couple of weeks ago, and you can access it at thepeergeek.com/4D, and you'll actually see a video tutorial of it in action. It's been a recent popular addition to the Peer Geek workshops in New Zealand, where people were just blown away by it, and I guarantee that was one of the things they were going home and sharing with their colleagues. Now, another app that I've recently discovered that I think is also really brilliant is a yoga studio. And I mean, yoga studio is exactly that. It's just a collection of videos and content surrounding yoga. And I mean, I've had students in the past that have said to me, you know, they'd love to do something like yoga in PE. However, my expertise in the area is somewhat limited. And the fact that, you know, this is a incredible resource broken up by, you know, ability level gives you the option to sort of basically connect it to a projector, press play, and join in as an expert, someone who's well more knowledgeable than yourself, takes you through that content. So Yoga Studio is fantastic, and it was great to see Joey Fife over at The Physical Educator blog about this the other day in a wellness program that he was doing. And if you've never seen his website before, thephysicaleducator.com, well worth checking out. So yeah, he mentioned it as well, and it just basically reminded me of how well this app does actually do that task of teaching yoga. And I mean, I think it's brilliant actually integrating this sort of wellness stuff into your PE program, whether it's just as a warm-up or whether it's as a full dedicated lesson, or whether it's just for your own health and well-being. I mean, it's certainly worth exploring. So that's Yoga Studio. And if you go to thepeergeek.com/yoga studio, it'll redirect you to the App Store so that you can download it. Now, while I'm here, I thought I'd better mention a new app that I've just finished building, and it's available 100% for free. It's just an app that fits a need of PE educators, including myself, and I thought that it would be good if it was free, and I have no intention of switching this to a paid app anytime soon. It's called Easy First Aid, and it's you know, another line inside of my Easy series of apps. And as the name suggests, it's designed to do one thing well, and that is to help you track first aid incidents particularly easily, obviously. And I mean, this comes after me having to deal with first aid incidents, I wouldn't say on a regular basis, but the occasional first aid incident. And I mean, someone injured themselves in a PE class, we have to record that information, and we've got a responsibility to make sure that our results and our record keeping are accurate. So, I mean, I had a big real issue with the fact that the recording tool for this at my school was in a single location. And it meant that if an incident happened on a camp or an excursion or anywhere like that, I mean, you had to wait till you got back there to record it, or you had to write down on a scrap piece of paper and then transcribe it to the book. And I mean, that's a real issue. We can do better than that in today's day and age. So I set out to build Easy First Aid, and I set out to sort of take it to the next level with the ability to capture photo and videos inside of the app. So not only do you put down the information about the first aid incident, but you actually also put down a photo or a video or anything else that you can help to document the sort of treatment that you provide. It also has the ability to export reports out to, let's say, your administrators or principal or anyone like that. So yeah, I mean, it's available for free. There's hundreds of people downloading it around the planet, and I think it's definitely worthwhile checking out. And you can grab that at thepeergeekapps.com/first aid. That's my app website, so thepeergeekapps.com/first aid, and you can see it all there, and you can watch a little video about it. So yeah, go ahead and check it out. Now, the final app I want to mention with you right now is actually one that I have also finished developing. And it's a planning tool, and I mention it right now because a lot of you are on holidays. I myself am on holidays as well. And I mean, I'm beginning to start planning my next semester's units. And for a long time, planning was something that I used to still do on paper. I mean, I did everything digitally. I mean, you name it, I use those tools, and I mean, I wouldn't do anything any other way. But for some reason, planning was something that I always had to do in a traditional sense. And it was because of just how easy planning in that way was. However, the problem with the paper-based planning is that it actually has to be with you whenever you want to plan. And that's an issue. And that's one of the reasons why I sought out to make something better for myself. And I mean, the eventual process was the development of Easy Planner. And you can grab that at easyplannerapp.com, and it's free too. So you can go there and start planning your lessons and integrating content from cloud sources and all sorts of things. And what I like about it, in fact, why I designed it the way I did, is I designed it very much around my traditional paper-based planner because I like that. I like the flexibility that it had, and I thought if I could build that in a digital sense, it would be useful for myself and then maybe useful for others as well. So if you go to easyplannerapp.com, you can sign up and you can start using it. And the cool thing is, it's actually, when I say app, It's a web app, which means you can access and use it on any device with an internet connection. This isn't just something for iPhone or iPad. I mean, if you've got a Samsung tablet, whatever, you can go ahead and use it. If you just want to use it on your laptop, you can do that as well. We do have dedicated app versions coming out, but for the time being, I mean, this is something that you can plan and use and work with on any device on the planet. Which is cool. It's sort of a new direction for me, building web apps as opposed to native apps. And I'm going to see, and you're going to see more of those sort of things coming from me in the future. So that's Easy Planner. And I thought it was definitely worth mentioning it's free. And there's lots of teachers now using it to get started with their classes. Now that brings us to the end of episode 13. I certainly hope that you found something of value. And I definitely look forward to moving into episode 14, where we're going to respond to some more questions from you guys, the audience. I also have a number of episodes lined up, which have a few guest speakers inside of them. And I'm certainly looking forward to getting those out in the next few months. Now, as always, if you have a chance to visit the PEgeek.com/iTunes and leave a review, that would be absolutely awesome. I mean, 100% honest review. I mean, that's how this show gets better and that's how this show gets discovered. So just by the fact that you leave a comment, it means that someone else might find it and they might find it useful. I really appreciate anyone that does do that without a doubt. Now, if you're interested in finding out more about any of the stuff that is happening on the Peer Geek blog and you haven't subscribed, you can do that at thepeergeek.com/subscribe. That'll give you access to our email newsletter and, you know, weekly we're posting content related to anything to do with PE and tech. So it's the best way to stay in touch. Now, I should also point out that a lot of podcast listeners have been taking up the opportunity to become Peer Geek members, and membership actually gives you access to 2 free apps a month, all of my ebooks, all of my resources, and you know, discount codes for things, lots and lots of value included in membership. And if you're a podcast listener and you use the coupon code podcast when checking out at thepeergeek.com/members, you actually end up getting $20 off membership, which is a lifetime membership payment, which works out to be about a 50% discount. Go ahead, jump on that. Lots of people are, and then you'll never have to pay for any of the other apps I ever bring out. And you'll be able to request them and use them. And that's the benefit of the membership. So peergeek.com/members, use the coupon code podcast. And grab it for $20. Okay, until next time, send any emails through to me if you have any questions, and I look forward to talking with you in episode 14. See you later.